Hi, I'm Harry from Brian's 6th class, and this is our podcast, Podclass. It will be on air once a month and will be an action-packed show full of fun features. Tune in and don't forget to enjoy.
I'm Finlay.
And I'm Kyle.
And this is the Podclass. Today we have Teacher Feature, Infant Interview,
the School News, and last but not least, the Competition.
Coming right up is Teacher Feature.
Welcome to Teacher Feature, where we turn the tables and make teachers answer our questions for a change. Let's see how they like it.
For our first Teacher Feature, we are joined by who many would describe as the kindest teacher in the school. Noreen, you are very welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
Your name was pulled out of the hat to be the first teacher on Teacher Feature. And Brian said you would be very happy about that because people from Mayo never win anything.
That's a right funny man, that Brian. Yeah. Right comedian.
Let's start these questions. When you were younger, what did you want to be?
A vet.
Oh, wow.
How long have you been working in Let's?
Since 2012. Initially, I came here for 3 weeks to sub, actually for ILEAP, and I never left. They can't get rid of me. I'm like an old fungus, just growing in the place.
What's your favourite thing about working in the school?
Working with the children and my colleagues.
What did you find the hardest while being in lockdown?
Teaching remotely. Very difficult to teach remotely. You don't have that same interaction with the children.
Yeah. What's your dream pet?
Dog.
We all love dogs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you could only eat one meal for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Chocolate cake drizzled with more chocolate.
Yeah. Of course.
Thank you again for taking part. Now we have our...
You're very welcome.
Rapid fire round. Don't be too nervous.
Oh, here we go. Here we
go. It starts in 3, 2, 1.
Mayor Limerick.
Guys, I'm not even going to dignify that with an answer. Mayo, of course.
Sweet or savoury?
Sweet. Chocolate cake, remember?
Late night or early morning?
Early morning.
Bread or toast?
Toast.
Tea or coffee?
Coffee.
Soggy or crunchy cereal?
Oh, crunchy. Has to be crunchy.
Vanilla or chocolate ice cream?
Mixed together.
Cats or dogs?
Dogs.
Thank you so much, Noreen. Hope you enjoyed.
Very welcome. You're very welcome, guys.
Bye!
Long before.
That was an amazing teacher feature.
Now it's time for Infant Interview.
Welcome to the Infant Interview. Guys, what are your names?
Eric, Teddy, Hannah, Atom.
What's your favorite things about school?
My favorite things are eating, the toilet. Coloring.
Why is that your favourite thing?
Because I love coloring. Me too. Yeah, I have a lot of toilets. I like painting.
The kid knows what he wants. Who is your teacher and do they get mad?
Sometimes they get sad. Some people be bad and get out of seats. They get a bit sad.
And one of the kids in our class is saying that time. And also, our teacher's name is Aoife.
Okay.
What do you like to do outside of school?
Running. Playing games.
Who is your best friend?
My best friend is Aina.
Laura.
Daisy.
Yusuf.
Who is the funniest in your class and why?
No one's actually make me laugh before, but you know, we make each other laugh.
Oh. And who do you think is the funniest in your class? Is it too hard to pick? Is there too many funny people in your class?
Yes.
Or are you the funniest? Okay. What's your favorite food and why?
My favorite food is sandwich.
Brown bread.
Orange.
Apple. Green apple.
Green apples.
Who is your favorite person in your pod?
I don't.
Is that a tricky question to answer?
That was too tricky. What about, what's your favorite thing about the schoolyard?
I like going there.
Okay, very good. What's your favorite thing about the schoolyard when you go out and play a ton?
Because there's so many schoolyards in our schoolyard, actually.
Oh, very good. Do you like playing outside at school playtime?
Yes.
And what's your favorite game to play at lunchtime?
Tag.
Is it lots of fun?
Yes.
Good job. Okay. Any other questions, boys?
Do you have pets?
Ooh, have any of you got any pets?
I don't have a pet. My brother and me does want a pet, but cannot.
Oh, no, why can you not have a pet?
My mom said so.
Oh, what type
of... coronavirus.
Oh, because of coronavirus. And if you could have a pet, what type of pet would you like to have?
A puppy.
A puppy. Oh, very good.
Actually, my dad won't let me have a dog or a baby.
Oh, he won't let you have a dog or a baby?
Yeah.
And if you had a choice, which would you prefer in your house? Would you prefer a new baby or a new dog?
A new baby. I would like if it would be a girl, because then I would have a sister.
Oh, that's a good idea. What about you, girls? Have either of you got pets?
I have two dogs.
Two dogs? Wow.
And what about you? I have two cats and two dogs.
Two cats and two dogs. That sounds like a really fun house.
Okay, thank you guys for taking part in our podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. It must be lots of fun in Aoife's class. Bye, guys.
Those were some wacky answers.
Now it's time for the school news.
Hello everyone, it's Maya
and Kosha,
and this is
The School News. Today we have some news from Brittany and Aoife's class.
They had so much fun playing Ashley every morning.
And making new friends.
Also, our school started Wellbeing Wednesday.
Which is a 5-minute relaxing activity that we do every Wednesday.
Where we sit down, close our eyes and listen to calming music from the intercom.
We also started our Green School, and Ellen organised a competition for drawing a poster to try to make everyone in our school use less cars.
Our school will be starting Maths Week the 12th of October, so get ready for that.
Hey Maya, my source tells me there's a lot of cake in the staff last week for Paddy's birthday.
Finally, some cool news. What age was he?
Oh, I can't reveal that to our thousands of listeners, but let's just say there was a lot of candles on the cake.
And they didn't even give us a piece?
Yeah, sadly.
Okay, anyway, next subject. Cleaners Forth are really enjoying using the park to practice jogging and walking. They also created the most amazing silhouettes of marsupials at sunset. I heard there's some amazing artists in that room.
In Lisa's class, the children have had a very busy start to 5th class. Researching inventors, they learned about the famous Leonardo da Vinci.
Did you know he wrote his notebook back to front so they could be read only using a mirror?
Really? Some of the boys writing in our class looks like back to front, so maybe that's what they're trying to do.
Finally, our friends from the other 6th class, they have been learning about the history of Mungra.
Did you know the oldest grave in Mungra Abbey was in 1617?
6th have also started using green screen technology to produce some really cool movies as part of their English lesson.
We can't wait to see the final results.
And that's it for today's news.
See you next month.
Bye!
Now that we're up to date with the news, let's move on to our competition.
It's that time of the month, competition time.
This month's competition is our Guess the Song. If you think you know the answer, tell Brian. The conditions to this is that you need to know the name of the song and the name of the artist. If multiple people get it right, you'll be put into a draw.
So let's have a listen.
That was our song.
Do you know the answer?
And that concludes our podcast for this week. We hope you enjoyed watching it as much as we enjoyed making it.
Please tune in again next month.
Bye for now.
Slán go fóill.